Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Anyone else out there, you had no idea what your career was, but you kind of bumbled into one, or maybe you're in that transition phase right now. I know that one thing that unites all of us right now is we are in a moment of transition. Globally, we're in a moment of transition. Some of you are in a moment of transition because, you know, the kids left, or you're changing a job, or you're looking for this new opportunity. But globally, we're in this new moment of transition. And what's beautiful in moments of transition is we get to make new decisions for ourselves. And I was making decisions for myself, but I didn't know what I wanted to do. I took a corporate job. It was a great job. Right out of college, got a great job. Moved from small town Montana to big city San Francisco, California, which was like hugely, I mean, it was so big of a city, so expensive. I couldn't believe it. I got a job consulting, basically, building like PowerPoint presentations and frameworks to teach executive stuff. I was so young and so dumb, you wouldn't believe it. I mean, I had no idea what I was doing. But, you know, I kept thinking about that car accident I'd had and how my life had been changing. And every time I told the big, long story of the car accident, which I'll spare you today, but those insights that I'd learned about living and loving and mattering, and how every night I go to bed and I ask, did I live today? Did I love today? Did I matter today? Because my car accident taught me that if you don't know the questions you're going to ask yourself at the end of your life, how you're going to evaluate yourself, how could you live purposefully each day? And I learned
in my car accident, at the end of my life, I'll probably ask, did I live? Did I live well? Did I love? Did I love openly? Did I matter? Did I make a difference? So every night I ask, did I do that today? So I started living more intentionally. And I tell my friends that, and they're like, that's inspiring. You should tell me more about that. And then we'd have conversations about their life. And I found out like I was kind of like coaching them a little bit or giving them advice. I liked doing that. And I was always reading these personal development books. I thought, you know, maybe I'll write a book one day. I don't know. I don't know how to write, but maybe I'll write a book one day. But you know what? 7 years marched on of that corporate job. It was good. It was good. But in the back of my head, that transition mindset was building. It's time to do something that is more true to me. It's time to do something that is an expression of something that's inside that maybe people don't know, but it's a transition moment. You're in a transition moment. That's why you're here, I promise. And so I thought, okay, I'm gonna make the leap. And I decided to leave my safe corporate job to become a full-time writer, to write my first book. And I did what most writers do. I promptly went broke. I was like, I had no idea. I was just trying to spend all this money on all these things. I had no idea what was happening. And I had no guidance, no direction, no courses. I didn't know what to do. The industry really did not exist other than, hey, go get an agent and hopefully get published. There was the online marketing industry was barely emerging. You know, the modern digital economy was still 4 or 5 years away. I mean, it was really like early, but I decided to write that book. The challenge is I went broke. I ran out of money. I couldn't get an agent. I couldn't find a publisher. And so it got worse and worse and worse. And I kept trying to write and fool myself. And I was going through a little imposter syndrome. Well, who am I to write? I mean, I'd read Hemingway. Like, oh, come on, what are you gonna do after that? So one day at night, I keep trying to write. I'm living now in my girlfriend's apartment. I couldn't afford my apartment in San Francisco anymore. I couldn't afford it. In San Francisco, California, it's like $9, right? So I just couldn't do anything. It was bad. My then girlfriend was buying my groceries. I had to move in with her, give up my apartment. I had set up in her bedroom, because the apartments in San Francisco were tiny, if you're struggling, I mean, tiny, tiny. And I had this little table like this big that was my mom's fold-out sewing room table from home. And I set it up, I put my laptop on it, and it was a borrowed laptop I had to return, and I was writing. Just every day or every night I was trying to write. It wasn't particularly, honestly, effective. I was struggling to be productive. And then one night I was kind of finding a little bit of a groove, and I was writing, and Denise, my then girlfriend, she came in and she walked by my little desk, and she was trying not to disturb me because I was like this. I don't know about y'all, but when you get creative, it's like the rest of the world doesn't exist, and you're like in this flow, in this zone, and something true and beautiful for you, and you're just guided. And I just was like tapping along, even though it sucked, but I was in a flow. And at the same time, I was literally in that flow. I was at that moment in my life going into bankruptcy. And the apartment was so small that basically I had that little table, but also the bed next to me. And I would set every day all my stuff on the bed, my vision boards, my research papers, other books, all of my bills and invoices and credit card statements. And it was just like the bed during the day was like my extended desk. So I had this little desk to write on. Well, Denise comes in to go to bed and she goes to not disturb my paper. So she goes to crawl under the covers and get settled in bed. And I stopped typing at some point, and I kind of looked over and I saw Denise, love of my life, sleeping under the weight of my bills. Literally, she was sleeping under the bills. She was trying not to disturb them. And I don't know what it was about that image, but it just went and it just, man, I don't know if you've ever been in that place, but none of us want to be the cause of pain or lack in our family's lives. And I was. She was working so hard every day, buying my groceries, paying the rent, and here she is sleeping on my bills. And it just snapped something in my side of me. I'm like, ugh. You know, I've had this idea I'm gonna be a writer. No, I'm gonna write, this book's getting done. You know, I know there's this online marketing thing, and I need to learn how to make a web page and, you know, take some payment on the internet and do a video or write some sales copy. But I hadn't done it because I thought, well, I don't know how. And sometimes we go, well, I don't know how, so we don't begin. Not realizing you don't get competence without beginning. Not realizing the only reason you haven't started, it's not because the technical part about it. That's the story we tell ourselves. The truth is, we are fearful. And when we say, oh, I'm not afraid, but I go, oh, okay, maybe fear doesn't resonate with you. But I can tell you, your human behavior, it's what I spent the last 25 years of my life studying deeply. And that is, most of the time we don't start something is because we're embarrassed to be seen starting small. We're embarrassed. Our friends will see us start as a new coach or as a writer. We're embarrassed that people at work will see that we started this thing on the side, discover our side passion or side hustle. And we're embarrassed that we'll put a website up and no one will come. We're embarrassed we'll post our first video. It will suck. No one will like it. And we've all been through that because it's not technical. You can figure it out. It's awkward. It's always going to be awkward the first time you do something. Don't be so weirded out by that. But what I learned in that moment when I saw my lady sleeping under my bills was I was not going to allow that to happen anymore. I was going to learn what must be learned to build abundance in my life. I was going to learn what must be learned to get to do my art every day with abundance, to share what I want to share with the world unfettered and not scared. That's what I decided. It was a simple, I'm going to do this.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag #GrowthDay. That's #GrowthDay, because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building
a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.